The first epistle to the Thessalonians, chapter 3, verse 9. For what thanksgiving can we render to God for you? For all the joy wherewith we rejoice on account of you before our God, night and day beseeching, exceedingly to the end that we may see your face and perfect what is lacking in your faith. With our God and Father himself and our Lord Jesus direct our way to you. But you may the Lord make to exceed and abound in love towards one another and toward all, even as we also towards you, in order to the confirming of your hearts, unblameable in holiness, before our God and Father at the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ with all his saints. And in the next chapter, chapter 5, or maybe we could start at verse 12. But we beg you, brethren, to know those who labour among you and take the lead among you in the Lord, and admonish you and to regard them exceedingly in love on account of their work. Be in peace among yourselves. But we exhort you, brethren, admonish the disorderly, comfort the faint-hearted, sustain the weak, be patient towards all. See that no one render to any evil for evil, but pursue always what is good towards one another and towards all. Rejoice always, pray unceasingly, in everything give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus towards you. Quench not the Spirit, do not lightly esteem prophecies, but prove all things, hold fast the right, hold aloof from every form of wickedness. Now the God of peace himself sanctify you wholly, and your whole spirit and soul and body be preserved blameless at the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. He is faithful who calls you, who will also perform it. And finally, in Colossians chapter 3 and verse 12. Put on therefore as the elect of God, holy and beloved, bowels of compassion, kindness, lowliness, meekness, long-suffering, forbearing one another and forgiving one another, if any should have a complaint against any, even as the Christ has forgiven you, so also do ye. And to all these add love, which is the bond of perfectness. Let the peace of Christ preside in your hearts, to which also ye have been called in one body, and be thankful. I feel rather challenged by what our brother Phil has had to say, that we should each have something, because I have to confess I didn't have anything definite in my mind for this occasion tonight, but I just trust that the reading of these scriptures and a few thoughts that I have may encourage us at the present time. We do need to be in the game of the Spirit. I fully acknowledge that. And as we've read in the Corinthians, the Spirit will move who he sees fit to bring the words Lord to us. But just desire that the reading of these scriptures tonight might help us, especially in relation to the Thessalonian Saints. It's a young Christian company, as we know. I think it was one of the first epistles that Paul wrote. And they were already in danger of falling away from the faith. How the enemy would seek to attack the work of God, and how quickly he was trying to undermine the work of the Lord in these saints. But there's a very encouraging epistle to Thessalonians, because I think in every chapter he speaks of the coming of the Lord. And this is to be our viewpoint, I believe, at the present time. And really all down this dispensation is the thought of the immediate coming of the Lord and its effect it would have upon us. So he speaks here about that they, in order to the confirming of your hearts, unblameable in holiness before our God and Father, at the coming of our Lord Jesus with all his saints. That, of course, is the public appearing of the Lord, when he will come to claim his kingdom on this earth, coming with all his saints. What a moment that will be for the Lord, for this world, and for his saints, when he will come on the clouds with great power and glory. And it should be something to stimulate our hearts to realise that these aren't just fantasies, these aren't thoughts in the minds of men. This is the truth, and it's the scriptures. But the effect of this would be, but the Lord may to exceed and abound in love toward one another and toward all, even as also towards you in order to the confirming of your hearts unblameable in holiness. We need our hearts confirming. Some of us find the path quite difficult at times, and we know what it is to get downcast, and we need to have our hearts and minds confirmed in the faith and in the truth of the pathway. But we need to be those that are ready for the coming of the Lord. He speaks earlier, perfect what is lacking in your faith. And a lot of us feel weak in our faith, but the Lord is able to confirm it, and confirm it through his saints as well, how we can build up one another and help each other at the present time. So we come to the next scripture I read about the God of peace himself sanctify you wholly, your whole spirit and soul and body be preserved blameless at the coming of our Lord Jesus. Well, what a hope we have, and that the God of peace to sanctify us, set us apart for holy purposes, and that's the whole being, the whole spirit, soul and body. That's what we are made up of. It's spirit, soul and body, and that we'll be to preserved blameless at the coming of our Lord Jesus. This is what Paul was trying to encourage these Thessalonian saints. He could speak at the beginning of their remembering their faith, the work of faith, their labour of love, and enduring constancy of hope. I think when you come to the second epistle, he doesn't speak of the hope had grown dim, and maybe that happens in our hearts as well. The hope that we have grows dim and we forget about what is before us. But let us be maintained in the work of faith and the labour of love. The enemy is set against what is for God at the present time. I feel that, and attacks his saints in all sorts of different ways. And we know what it is for saints to suffer in their bodies and their circumstances, and all these things can discourage one another, or maybe be helped and encouraged, and have a desire in our hearts that we may be preserved, those that are ready. So I read all those other verses, not to particularly labour on any point, but he could see that no one rendered to any evil, but pursue always what is good towards one another and towards all. Rejoice, pray, and everything give thanks. Well, like about the apostle, there's always this positive line of encouraging the saints to build them up in their love for one another, the love for the Lord, and in the faith. And the whole idea is that we might be preserved. I feel great need of being preserved at the present time. I feel the way the enemy would seek to discourage and divert us from the path with all sorts of other things that come in our way. Or maybe know what it is to be preserved. And just touch on this scripture in Colossians. It speaks there about putting on. And as we know, the note is the aorist, it's to be in the state of having done it. These things that should mark the saints. He speaks earlier about putting to death and things to put off, features of the first order of man, the flesh, these things that are sometimes have prominence, but these are things that are to be put off. But then it says, put on therefore as the elect of God. See how he lifts up the saints as to what they are, the elect of God, holy and beloved, powers of compassion, kindness, lowliness, meekness and long-suffering. These aren't things that can be manufactured. These are things that should flow out from the work of the Lord and the Spirit in our hearts. And there's the flow of love amongst his people. And that is why I think the enemy is so against what is for God. He seeks to get in through one another and bring in these things that would stop these features coming to light. Why Paul speaks about them, that there may be the evidence of these features coming to light. He goes on to speak about the long-suffering and forbearing one another and forgiving one another. That this is a great matter, the matter of forgiveness. We've been forgiven so much, dear brethren. Think of what we were as away from God, and think of the love of God that has met us and forgiven us for what we are. So the Lord could say to his disciples, forgive one another, those that trespass against you, as we have been forgiven. May that be something in our hearts at the present time. And he goes on to say, even as the Christ has forgiven you, so also do ye. So that we've been forgiven, and then this matter comes out that we're to forgive others also, and to all these add love, which is the bond of perfectness. And again, let the peace of Christ preside in your hearts, to which also you have been called in one body, and be thankful. There is one body, and they all belong to the Lord. They're all his people. How thankful we are for that. Phil spoke about the body tonight and what is for the edification of the body. All these scriptures, therefore, I think would encourage our hearts that there might be the building up in love in the body, that there might be that which is that the Lord can take delight in amongst his people. Well, as I said, I didn't have anything very definite before me, but I pray that these few scattered thoughts might just help us, and as we read the word, maybe privately, these we might receive fresh impressions. Mm-hmm. Just may it encourage our hearts at this time.
Amen. Amen.